Hi there, this is Colin Merrick from Heart of the Father, and I want to welcome you to the weekly prayer broadcast. And today I just want to share something, and I want to remind you yet again of the truth of the gospel and the fact that you're new. And I love reiterating some of these things because, you know, when we hear the truth again and again, it get cemented into our minds so that our minds get renewed according to the truth, you know, according to the image in which we are created. The freedom gets more because we realize our natural state as a new creation is to be like our Father. It is to imitate Him and to follow our big brother. As Romans 8 says that he would be the firstborn among many brothers. So he is the ultimate big brother, all right? And he is God, so don't miss that. But so what I want to just get to today is, you know, one of my favorite verses. I'm going to read it quickly to you. It's here in Galatians, and I'm going to read a little bit of extra verses, the one before and after. My favorite is Galatians 2, verse 20. But I'm going to read verse 19 and verse 21 as well. And it says, "For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not nullify the grace of God, for if righteousness were through the law, then Christ died for no purpose." All right, so it's just so beautiful because Paul goes and he talks about the law, you know, that way that we were measured. It's a way we were judged before in who we are and what our destiny ultimately is. But here Christ comes and he takes that state of being that we were and he crucifies it with himself on the cross as now dead. You know, in another place, Paul talks about the law, you know, how we get free, and he compares it to being married. And he says, while a woman is married to a man, she can't marry another. You know, you can't move on to anything else because you are betrothed to another. So what would need to happen is the husband would need to die in order for the woman to be able to be married to another, right? So if he died, then it would be possible. And in this way, he also says, now I died to the law, to the way I could have been judged, because the person who was judged by the law died. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard it like this. This is how the law was fulfilled, because the person you've become in Christ stands fulfilled with Jesus to the law. So that's how that really works. So I hope you caught something new there. But then he says, I was crucified with him, right? And the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. Now, you know, even though we've died with him, a lot of us see Jesus. We see even movies like The Passion, which is quite gruesome. It's quite intense. And we feel bad for what Jesus went through. And but let's make it maybe not as hectic. And let's just say Jesus hanging on the cross. And we see him and we feel bad. And I want to encourage you today to see not the suffering because of you, but for you. And not just for you, but see everything that has come against you in your past that was to measure you and disqualify you. That was one of the purposes of the law. Now, like you've hopefully maybe read in Romans, I think it's chapter 7, Paul says that the law is good, right? Because it was the form of the Spirit to those who did not really have the Spirit within them. So it was there for them to teach them God's ways, and that they also fell short of being like him and needed him. So it was, in another place, Paul compares it to a tutor that taught us, you know, the way to God. But then Christ came. So now we've got Christ, right? You don't need a tutor, you need Christ, because that's freedom. And that is where the new creation comes in. So when you see Jesus on that cross, see that old way, that old life, everything, like I said, that it came against you before, against your destiny and your purpose, and you're calling in God to be free, to have every weight off of you, to have real joy, to have real comfort and security, to have fulfillment in your heart. Because that's what that came to do. And that person that fell short and did not have the desire even to really fulfill the purpose of God, but only fell short, got killed. So the law could not touch the new creation you have become, since you've been perfected in the Lord. And now you have this amazing opportunity to look at that cross and grow in understanding, grow in faith, grow in acceptance and thanksgiving, and being able to live out what has happened inside of you. And it's an amazing opportunity. And one key is this today: to look at the cross with Jesus on it. Yes, I have determined to know nothing except Christ and him crucified. It's not just for the Catholics, all right? It's also our reminder of what has died and a celebration of where we had the victory, because there Christ has won. He was by no means a victim, since he said, "I lay my life down. No one takes it from me. I have the right to take it back up again." Another translation says, "I have the power to take it back up." This was his choice, because he realized the freedom, the potential that would be open to you and I today when we believe the truth of what he has called us to. So I want to comfort your heart and, you know, get a picture. Just close your eyes and see Jesus on the cross. All right? As I'm just going to pray, just see Jesus on the cross with me. Say, "Thank you, Jesus. That thing that was bothering me, that thing that was stuck with me, that thing that was done to me, that thing that I can't seem to shake off, that habit I've got, that addiction I just couldn't break, is hanging there. And each time I close my eyes and I can see the cross, I can see it is crucified with him, so that the life that I now live, not later, not in the life hereafter, the life that I now live, I can live by faith in the Son of God. I can live by the Christ that is in me now," which means the price that he completed is available to me now. So thank you, Jesus. Believe with me and pray with me on this as we just pray. And I say, "Thank you, Father, for sending your Son. Thank you that it was with purpose. It wasn't as reckless as it may seem. Because God, you knew the potential. You knew the power of your word and the freedom that would be available to anyone who believes. Thank you, Father." In Jesus' name, may each one see their sin, see their old life crucified with Christ, so that we can walk in something new. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Even if it's just feelings of being alone, see your alone feelings crucified with Christ. Because you're valuable. You are loved. You are worthy. Because he saw it that day. And he paid the price because he knew you're worth it. You're valuable to him. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, amen. Thanks, everyone, for joining in, praying with me. We bless you guys. I thank you guys for partnering financially with us. It's been a major blessing. And knowing that the Lord speaks to hearts, that's the greatest part, is we don't actually even ever ask for finances. God is the provider. And we bless you, and we pray that God would supply your need as well. And I pray that you're blessed and that you see the old life gone so you can start something new. Even to the whole Bible, you know, as the Jewish culture and its rituals, God had to make sure the old temple and everything was broken down so that the new temple that he said, I raise it up in 3 days, could be a reality to us. And it's his body. And this is who we are today. We can stand as his body, as his bride, as his temple. And so there's always a breaking down first. Something has to die first before the new can come. And we have to realize our old life died so that we can accept the new and walk in it freely without condemnation, without looking at Jesus on the cross and feeling guilty. We should look at him and see our victory. As Paul says, I was crucified with Christ. All right. And it's all, as the verse ends, because he loved me and gave himself for me. Just an amazing thought, isn't it? God loved you so much, he gave himself for you. Wow. Bless you guys. Have a great week. Until next time.